round to my beer. Clean every day and have one bag of girl left in my DNA.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
So the revolution wasn't televised in the 60s. Is it going to be televised in the 90s?
Well, you know, the catchphrase, what that was all about, the revolution will not be televised. That was about the fact that the first change that takes place is in your mind. You have to change your mind before you change the way you live and the way you move. So when we said that the revolution will not be televised, we were saying that, like, that the thing that's going to change people is something that no one will ever be able to capture on film. It'll just be something that you see, and all of a sudden you realize, I'm on the wrong page. Or I'm on the right page, but I'm on the wrong note. And I've got to get in sync with everyone else to understand what's happening in this country.
Need you for the old me. Need you for my sanity. Need you to remind me where I come from. Can you remind me of my gravity? Ground me when I'm tumbling, spiraling, plummeting down to earth. You keep me down to earth. Call me on my bullshit. Lie to me and save my booty. Get them bigger even if it ain't. Tell me even if it rain. Tell me even if it pain you. I know I be difficult. You know I be difficult. You know it get difficult.
Your love is a one in a million. It goes on and on and on.
Cause you got a big booty. I know I'd rather be in love. You know I'm sensitive about having no booty, having nobody, only you. Buddy, can you hold me when nobody's around us?
Your love is one in a million.
That's what it is. If you gotta leave me, baby, I won't shed no tears.
If that's what it is, if you gotta go, I hope you're happier with him.
If that's what it is, if you gotta leave me, baby, I'll still be right here.
If that's what it is,
if that's what it is, if that's what it is.
Now you know I'm getting on the stage. And your memory's still running through my brain. Yeah, yeah, unfortunate fame. Cause unfortunately you the only one that isn't screaming my name. Look, I texted you and said I feel ashamed. Yeah. You hit me and say you don't feel a thing. Yeah, yeah, you're lying but okay. It shouldn't have to be that way. But hey, if that's what it is, if you gotta leave me, baby, I won't shed no tears.
If that's what it is, if you gotta go, I hope you're happier with him.
If that's what it is, if you gotta leave me, baby, I'll still be right here.
If that's what it is,
if that's what it is, if that's what it is,
look. I will always be your friend for sure. With or without comments on your photo.
Yep.
If you abort the mission, leaving hard solo. I still wear your ring around my neck like I was Frodo. Once again, I'm getting on this plane.
Yeah.
And the you texting got me feeling strange. Yeah, cause you don't feel the same.
No.
Girl, I'm sorry that it feels that way.
If that's what it is,
if
you gotta leave me, baby, I won't shed no tears.
If that's what it is.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Listen, I'm a little bit distraught this morning on this Friday. Last Friday at midnight, I had my Sunday suit on, Lorena. I had my first testament. I had my holy water next to my computer and my speakers. I was excited for the new Kanye album. And still now, another Friday has dropped. And still no Kanye album. I'm hearing it's coming out August 3rd. But the Dipset vs. the Lox is coming out that day. And I'm conflicted.
It's August 6th.
Every time I turn around, the dismay just keeps getting bigger and bigger. Where is the Kanye album? People, I've been waiting for some religious awakening. I need a little biblical boost. Where is the Kanye album? On my IG a couple days ago, I posted this thing and I said, one day Kanye will release an empty CD album and tell his fans to imagine the music. And then they'll be like, I hear it. Kanye's kind of tittering into that Lauryn Hill kind of zone. It's like, I'm going to put out a whole album without a beat. You can kind of just fill in the blanks at this point, right?
But that goes to show his following, his fans.
Listen, I want us to get a cult following like Kanye. But you know what it is, Montreal? It's another beautiful Friday. This is the number one morning show in the city. This is the Morning Detour. I'm your host, Weezy Moonchase, alongside Lorena PR. And let me tell y'all, this morning, the madness continues. A couple of our top stories this morning. The women for Team Canada have won most of the medals at the Tokyo 2020 Olympics. So that's a good look. And some of them are from Quebec, so we're going to talk about that. We have to talk about the U.S. border reopening. It's as if it's like the dark horse, Lorena. Nobody wants to talk about it. So we're just not going to open the borders no more between U.S. and Canada. Is it a wrap? We shall digress. Also, Quebec awards $47,000 in damages to a conjugal victim. So we have to discuss that. There might be some money on the table, people. If you had a strip search after a release order was amended to you, there might be some money involved for you as well. So we'll discuss that in the news segment. There's a massive, massive sneaker convention coming out next month in August. We're going to have the organizer on next week. But we'll mention it out this week because, you know, you could buy new shoes. You can sell your old ones. I love sneakers, Lorena. I'm definitely going to be at this event. You know, when you go to a sneaker convention, you kind of ask yourself, what sneakers am I going to wear? Because everybody wants to put their best foot forward. This is like going to church for sneakers. This is going to be a beautiful thing. Well, the madness continues as well. China reports its first human death from a rare monkey bee virus. This has to be the end of days.
Is that the same as the monkeypox?
No. My dear, it's two different things. There's monkeypox and then there's the monkey bee virus, two different things. And the Montreal Canadiens have been under fire since they drafted this Mayu kid. Even some sponsors are thinking about pulling out from supporting the Montreal Canadian Habs. What is going on? But we shall talk about that. And as well, this morning we have two amazing guests. I told y'all I was going to have a great conversation about Haiti, so I brought on an expert. I brought on Mr. Frédéric Boiron. He's a sociologist. He's an author. He has expertise in developing business strategies for a not-for-profit organization. He's worked in Haiti, China, USA, Spain, France. Very cultured dude. We had a real conversation about Haiti in terms of the state of Haiti now. Is Haiti corrupted? And what are the steps that we can do to improve the situation in Haiti moving forward. So that was a great interview. And of course, I'm getting ready for the political run that us, myself and Lorena, are going to get into in October. There's no special treatment for anybody. Well, we're going to get everybody, we're going to message everybody, whoever's willing to come up here on the Morning Detour and talk about their candidacy, talk about their ideas and opinions on Montreal and what they hope to bring to the table for whatever electoral riding they're representing. We're going to have them on the show. But I want to kick off things this Friday with Stephanie Henry King. She's a candidate for Mouvement Montréal. She's going for the electoral district of the Southwest. So that's St. Henry, Little Burgundy, Pointe St. Charles, and Griffintown. That's Lorena's old stomping ground. So Lorena, you know, this is close to home right here. So she's representing Mouvement Montréal. She has a BA in political science. Beautiful sister, very intelligent sister. And I want Montreal to understand, only 30% of the population voted in the last municipal election. We have to improve the situation because these are the people that are making the decisions that impact all of our lives. No matter what race, creed, socioeconomic status you come from, these are the people that are making the decisions that impact our lives. So I think it's important that we really take notes on who the candidates are this year and really vote for the people that really appeal to whatever specific needs you particularly have. So we have her on the show. So that's real popping, man. So Lorena, how was your week so far?
My week has been crazy. I am temporarily outside of my house for the next week and a half. So
what's going on? Are you in Tokyo? Are you live in Tokyo? What is the energy in the Olympic Village right now, Lorena?
Well, I wish I was in Tokyo. It would be a lot more exciting. But no, I am still in Montreal.
Lorena, they got you displaced. You don't look too pleased about it. They got you in a little Airbnb. I see a little Ciroc in the back. What's going on?
There is no Ciroc. This is not an Airbnb. Again, I wish, but no. This is not it, but I am exhausted, but I'm doing good. How are you doing?
No, I'm doing great, man. The weather's been up and down, working my ass off. A lot of things happening. Over the weekend, I was at an all-white party. A good friend of mine's Shah B. He'll be on the show next week as our jam of the week. He has a great album called Crowd Reaction. That's out right now. I think he's next up, Lorena. I think he's next up. The dude is nice. I know Montreal, we have great artists like Nate Husser and Naya Lee and Sha Frank and the likes. But I think Sha B has something different to bring to the table. So I'm going to interview him next week and have him on the show and also feature some of his music. Also, I'd like to mention that Womanpreneurs and Rising Queens, they're looking for entrepreneurs for their Boss Men edition. So are you a male entrepreneur seeking exposure to your personal business or businesses? Send us a DM at womanpreneurs_MTL or email us at womanpreneurs19@gmail.com. So that's a pop-up shop. You can come up there, feature your business, get people to come out. It's a good look. I think it was about 2 weeks ago they did the woman edition.
Yeah, I actually went. It was really good, a really good event. I bought a lot of stuff. I got to support some women. It was nicely done. So definitely, men, check it out. If you are starting your business or need more eyes on your business, definitely partner with them. It's a great event that they have.
Yeah, so that's the Boss Men edition. So we're looking for a male entrepreneur seeking more exposure. So you can hit us up here at The Morning Detour, Detour 514. You can find us on IG, The Morning Detour, on Facebook, if you wish to contact and get involved in this kind of venture. Beautiful pop-up shop. Shout out to Womanpreneurs and Wise and Queens. So Lorena, before we back on, play some dope music. And there's a lot of good music out, boy. I don't know where I'm gonna go this morning. I'm gonna play some new Sensia. I'm gonna play some new Tory. We're gonna be vibing this morning. But before we get into that, the hot topic everywhere right now, obviously we're in the Olympics, but the hot topic now, the GOAT of women gymnastics. Listen, man, Simone Biles has 19 world gold championships. She has 24 world championship medals. Is she not the greatest woman gymnastics of all time? And she's a black woman. I love it. And she's only 24. Earlier this week, she withdrew from the Tokyo Olympics to focus on her mental health. And it's been kind of 50-50 in terms of the backlash. I've been watching all the reports. There's some people that are saying that she's a disappointment to the USA Olympics, that seat could have been filled by another hopeful gymnastic individual from the States that could have filled in that gap. Some people are saying, hey, listen, it's important. You know, she's dealt with a lot of personal stuff with her ex-trainer and all kind of things that's been happening. And there's a lot of pressure to be on this international stage at the Olympics. So a lot of people are sympathizing with her want to withdraw and take time for mental health. And other people are saying she just didn't have it. She choked. So I want to actually hear this more, Lorena. Let's open up there. Do you feel that Simone Biles choked? Or do you think that there's a certain level of empathy that should be awarded to her, you know, for her having being brave enough to sit down in a room of all international reporters and say, hey, listen, you know, I got to withdraw. You know what I mean? I'm not in the best mental state right now for myself.
I stand with her. I agree. I mean, she is amazing. Like you said, she's the greatest of all time. They, you know, they're naming moves after her, but they're very hard on her too. Yeah. There's a lot of things that she went through with, like you said, the trainer and everything. So I congratulate her for doing that. I think a lot of athletes will be doing those things in the future, being able to take that space to give some time to them, because I feel like it's a lot of pressure on an athlete, especially an athlete who is Black or a different culture or whatever. There's a lot of pressure that athletes go through. So I think it's great. And because we're evolving as people, I think we're going to start taking better care of our mental health and start, you know, healing ourselves and stuff, because you see a lot of athletes, unfortunately, through the years, you're like, yo, what happened to him?
Yeah.
Because they probably didn't take care of their mental health.
Yeah, they burnt out. I was listening to a show and they said that your brain is inside your body. You know, your brain is the mechanism that tells your body to raise your hand, to speak, to eat, to do stuff. So when people say, oh, you know what, they dismay and say, you know, it's not important to mental health. How could you dismay it? It's an integral part of how you move, how you operate as a human being, right? So I think some attention should be awarded to athletes and their mental health. But Lamina, where do we draw the fine line? Because pressure in sports, and that's the thing about sports, that's the thing about striving in sports, is about overcoming pressure and excelling at whatever field you're in. So at what point are we kind of defining this here? Because I never saw Jordan break down because of mental health. I never saw Kobe break down because of mental health. I know now in the modern age of sports, we have a new caveat, which is social media, which is an extra humongous monkey on people's back now. Like, Jordan never had to deal with Twitter and Instagram and things of the like. So it is, there has been an evolution in sports and in the modern day athlete. But I kind of feel like there's a fine line between you caving under the pressure and you suffering from mental health. And both kind of items are really hard to kind of diagnose within itself.
I'm sure you're going to see athletes cop out and take maybe the mental health route as like an excuse. But I think for most athletes, because they do have that competitive nature, I think when they do call out, okay, I need a break from mental health, I think it's going to be a real thing. And like you said, with Michael Jordan, I mean, he was able to blow off steam at the casino and do what he wants to do undetected. Right. Nobody snapping pictures, nobody was following him, he wasn't on the blog. So I feel like it's a whole different time, and especially with women athletes, they have like a whole other pressure that's on them, unfortunately. So what I think.
Well, listen, at the end of the day, I'm not one to tell somebody else what they're feeling, so that's why I find it's hard, like when reporters or certain sports critics are criticizing someone about, you don't know how, so you can't tell another person how they're feeling. If she feels like she wasn't up to the task, she feels up to that. It's just a shame that she got all the way to Tokyo, started warming up, started a few events to come to this realization. But sometimes you can't control when, you know, when the mental health hits you, right? But, you know, listen, I wish her all the best. Simone Biles is the GOAT of women's gymnastics, and I wish her a speedy recovery in her mental health journey. So this morning, hot blazing music. We have a great interview. Frederic Boisson's in the building. Stephanie Henry King is in the building. Lolo, you ready? DJ Moon One, how you feel? You want to start with some Afro beats? How you feel? You want to start with some Tory? You know what? Let's start. I know your bag. You're an R&B chick. I know your bag. Let's start them off nice and smooth. Let's build it up. It's still 7 o'clock. It's early. It's the morning detour on the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
So much work just to make it work. And he's almost perfect, and that's why it hurts. And he calls me family, that's what make it worse. Oh, it's wrong, but I make you feel right. You're texting my phone while right beside him. Wish it was anyone besides him. You was what you meant last night, and you just realized what you felt that night wasn't wrong. Thought about me on your whole car ride. Like, I hate that you ain't your best friend. I hate that you ain't your best friend. Your best friend. I hate that you ain't your best friend. Yeah. Damn, I'm just mad that he came up to me and talked to me tough. This ain't Monopoly. I didn't think you'd play for this long. And it's so sad that he treat me like royalty and for what? I know that honestly your loyalty is only to us. You in. Tell me you noticed, then I'll be to blame if I can't forgive. Said I can't lie, said I can't lie, said I can't waste my mind, not even this time. Said I won't break, said I won't break, said I won't change my ways, not even this time. Cause no one wants both of that kind of messy love. Cause I don't want no love that kind of messy love. It's you and me only. Everybody's been turned, God, with broken hearts, and I don't wanna go back there. Ooh. So I'm saying goodbye, I'm saying goodbye. I won't even change my mind, not even this time. Said I won't stay, said I won't stay, said I won't break no way, not even this time.
Montreal, my city. Welcome back to The Morning Detour. I'm your host, Weezy Moonchase, alongside Lorena PR. Now's about the time for us to do some international and local news. People, let's start off locally. COVID-19, Quebec records 133 new cases, highest total in more than a month, Lorena. So we going high, we going low. What's going on? More festivals? I see people are looking more normal outside now. So, So on Quebec reported 133 new cases for COVID-19 Wednesday, the highest daily total since June 13th, and no additional virus-related deaths. So that's on that front. That's pretty good. Hospitalization arena stand at 61, a decrease of 5 from Tuesday. Of those, 19 patients are in intensive care, a decrease of 2 from the day before. So as for vaccinations, 72,398 more doses were administered for a total of 10.8 million shots doled out in Quebec since the start of the pandemic. Health Minister Christian Dubé released a statement Wednesday morning saying that every Quebecer's responsibility to hurry up and get their second dose as cases are on the rise, and adding that the Delta variant is present in the province. But you're telling people to hurry up and get the second dose or get vaccinated, but there's no clinical proof that these doses are going to prevent against the Delta variant. You guys are hopefully wishing that it's going to be added, it's going to add that same kind of protective layer to the original COVID-19 virus, but there's no clinical proof so thus far.
You know me, I don't really have much to say. I'm just watching it play out, and yeah.
So the province's Public Health Institute says that among Quebecers aged 12 and older, 83.7% have received the first dose of vaccine, and 64.2% are considered adequately vaccinated, meaning they have either two doses or one dose after recovering from COVID-19. Quebec's COVID-19 death toll stands at 11,240 people. Registration for Quebec's vaccine lotto isn't working, and people aren't impressed. It's like, when I see people aren't impressed, I just want to put insert Lorena's face, because Lorena's unimpressed face is the worst. So in the next few days, you could become rich if you're vaccinated thanks to the vaccine lotto organized by the Ministry of Health and Social Services in partnership with Loto Quebec. Registration was supposed to open on July 25th, but the website allowing you to participate doesn't seem to work. Now, since I got this ad, they seem to have been working on it. While registration for the vaccine lotto was scheduled to begin at 8 a.m., the site was already undergoing maintenance shortly before 9 a.m. on the morning of the opening. Some people still seem to have managed to register. On July 16, Quebec announced it will be creating a lottery for partially and fully vaccinated Quebecers, giving them the chance to win major cash prizes totaling $2 million. I feel kind of weird about this, man. Like, you guys thought a lotto to incentivize people to get vaccinated?
Every week, it's a new thing that they're shooting at us to get vaccinated. Every week.
So because I'm not vaccinated, I'm not allowed to be a part of this vaccinated lotto.
But that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to make it like, okay, like, I'm missing out on something. Let me join in.
So nobody's going to say, like, this is another level of discrimination. Like, it's bad enough, like, you know, especially being a black man living in Quebec, I have to deal with race and being from a racialized minority. On top of now, I got this other layer of discrimination. Was are you vaccinated or not vaccinated? This is crazy.
And there's a lot of segregation that's going to be happening.
Let's switch gears a little bit. Woman 22 injured in shooting in Montreal Southwest Borough. Southwest Borough is a hotbed topic this week, huh? So a 22-year-old woman has become the latest victim of a wave of shootings that have plagued the city for the past several months, injured by shards of glass Sunday night after someone fired at least one shot through the windshield of the car in which she was seated. This is crazy. Police said the incident occurred at about 10:25 p.m. on Dominion Street near Canal Street in the Southwest Borough. Okay, listen, it's Burgundy. Why don't you just say a little Burgundy? Well, you know, it is an election year, so let's use the proper electoral name for the boroughs, right? So the assailant had fled the scene by the time police arrived, and the victim was taken to a hospital. So this led to Marching for Peace. Montreal's Little Burgundy calls for an end to gun violence. Police to increase presence in neighborhood. Residents of Little Burgundy say they're reclaiming their neighborhood after an increase in gun violence in the area. Tuesday's March for Peace organized by Youth in Motion. I want to shout out Youth in Motion. Great organization. Years in the game doing great work in Little Burgundy. A group that works with at-risk youth is the first in a series of actions the community will be taking to draw attention to violent confrontations happening in Little Burgundy. Community members say they've been tormented by the sounds of firecrackers and reports of gunshots in recent weeks, one of which involved the killing of a 21-year-old man in a parking lot on July 3rd. Really, really sad. At the demonstration, local Montreal Police Chief Jean-Mac, I apologize if I mess up his name, was it Shanzenbach, said conflict between two rival gangs is behind the spike in shootings. Okay, so you know, you isolated what the problem is. Let's get to work, police chief. More than 100 supporters walked from Little Burgundy Coalition building on Rue des Seigneurs and circled the neighborhood for an hour to raise awareness about gun violence. Are we still kind of just toying with the idea about having a gun registry in Quebec? And if so, it's really people that shoot people. Is the problem the guns or is the problem the individual? And I guess that's been the old NRA kind of debate, right, Lorena?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what to say about that, but I do find it a little crazy that after all these years, they finally want to do something about the shootings that are taking place
in Little Burgundy.
Yeah.
It's like mid-90s all over again in Little Burgundy. And what a beautiful area. And it's got gentrified. And I was talking to Stephanie King about it a little bit. And in October, when we get more people from different boroughs, we're going to talk about the gentrification of Little Burgundy as well, because that's kind of changed the face of Burgundy. So we'll digress a little bit more into that. Now, let's talk some sports here. The Habs are facing hometown criticism after drawing player who violated a woman's privacy. Lorene, I can't wait to get your take on this. So politician, advocacy groups, and fans expressed concern about message team sent by selecting Logan Mailloux. After an improbable run to the Stanley Cup Finals this spring, the Montreal Canadiens accumulated vast amounts of goodwill from fans around the province. But the team's management risked squandering much of it on Friday by drafting Logan Mailloux, an 18-year-old defenseman who was fined recently for sharing sexually explicit photos of a woman without her consent. This is disgusting. After the Me Too movement, after seeing everything that's going on in the world, people are still doing this? This is crazy. So the decision by the Canadiens to select Mailloux with their first round pick has drawn condemnation from a wide range of sources, including members of the Quebec government and opposition politicians. You know Quebecers love their hockey. When even the politicians on both sides of the aisle, they're winning. Like, okay, we're both angry. We can agree on this, Lorena. So Quebec's minister responsible for the status of women. This is a minister responsible for the status of women? Isabelle Charest posted a Twitter thread on Saturday saying she was disappointed the Habs chose to draft Mailloux. Charest, a former Olympic athlete, added, "The choice to draft Mr. Mailloux doesn't align with the positive change I want to bring to sports and society as a whole. While playing in Sweden last season, Mailloux secretly took photos of a consensual sexual encounter, then showed them to his teammates and revealed the woman's identity to them. She went to police and he was charged with invasion of privacy and defamation. As a minor at the time, Mailloux was ordered to pay the fine equivalent to around $1,700. On Saturday, Mailloux answered questions from reporters on an online news conference. He says, "I know I caused a lot of harm to this person and their family, and I regret doing this stupid and egotistical act," he said, adding that he is in counseling. And to add an extra caveat to this, Lorena, one of Quebec's best-known companies is reflecting on whether to continue advertising with the Montreal Canadiens following the team's controversial decision to draft Logan Mailloux, and that's Saint-Hubert Rotisserie. And you know, I love me some Saint-Hubert Rotisserie. So how do you feel about this? 18 years old, you thought it was a good idea. You're having consensual sex with someone. You're going to take the pictures and the videos, and then you're going to show your teammates. Like, what are you, 12? Like, who needs that kind of validation from their friends?
No, that's really immature. And I think it was careless on the part of the Montreal Canadiens, because nowadays, if you choose somebody, like let's say you have a list of athletes you want to draft, you're going to have to sit at that table and you're going to have to vet each athlete.
Right.
Because in this time, in this day and age, you have to know exactly who you're bringing onto your team. And I understand it's a mistake, but yeah, they need to fix that.
But then, you know, you also ask yourself, how big of a mistake can it be? Because they knew about the situation that he had in Sweden, and they still chose to draft him. But I guess they wasn't expecting the public to be so involved. But y'all know how we love hockey.
Crazy.
You know how we love hockey. You see how they go crazy with the police calls, win, lose, or draw. Montrealers love their hockey. We got to do better, Canadians. More dismay, Lorena. Quebec priest sentenced to 3.5 years in prison for sex crimes against minors. These sentences aren't long enough, in my opinion. But so a Quebec priest has pleaded guilty to sexually abusing minors at a Catholic boarding school more than three decades ago. Jean Pilon, 79, was then sentenced to 3.5 years in prison for his crimes. So on Tuesday at the Valleyfield Courthouse, Pilon pleaded guilty to 12 counts of gross indecency. Additional sexual assault charges were dropped in exchange for the guilty plea. Some of the victims broke down at stand-ins as they spoke about how the abuse shattered their lives. Addiction problems, depression, anxiety, and broken relations were just some of the side effects victims attributed to Pilon's abuse. That's deep, Alarina. Depression, anxiety, addiction problems. You know, think about it. Somebody violated your liberty, your physical liberty. I can't even wrap my mind around it, Alarina. Some said the weight of lasting feelings of shame and anger became too heavy for some to go to university or pursue their dreams. So their whole life is shattered by these distasteful incidents. A few even ended up in jail, Lorena. Victims said Pilon would take advantage of their vulnerability, that when in trouble or distraught, he would offer to comfort them. He would start with a massage, which would lead to sexual touching. disgusting. The admission of criminal guilt was among the factors that led to Pilon getting a lighter sentence. Both the Crown and the defense recommended the 3.5-year sentence to Judge Bertrand Serre Arnault. Now, I have a problem with this, because he's admitted to doing this, right? So just because he admits his criminal guilt, now you guys are going to line up on the sentence. I think that's a problem here.
That's a huge problem. It's a huge problem. They shouldn't be that lenient. And I find this happens way too many times. Mm-hmm. We hear too many stories of this happening within like the church and all those different things. And we see the outcome that happens to these kids and how they grow up. That's why I say too, like a lot of times when you see people committing these crimes and you look within their childhood, mm-hmm. a lot of them went through a lot of traumatic experiences yeah. too. So I don't, the sentences need to be a lot heavier.
You know, all of his victims, you know, they're shattered. They're broken. You know, what price do you put on someone else breaking your spirit, breaking your soul? Someone to jail, their whole lives have been turned upside down, and all he got was 3.5 years.
And plus, they don't trust anybody else to go to their problems. That's ruined, right?
Their interpersonal relationship is all messed up for years.
Yeah, so they're not going to anybody else to seek help, to seek counseling, to heal or work through any of their traumas. It's really sad.
Let's talk about someone else that's sad. I don't know if you guys got that Amber Alert. Well, you guys, we all should have got that Amber Alert a couple of days ago, but three men were...
I don't get Amber Alerts.
So I don't know what cave you're residing in, Lorena, where you're not getting the Amber Alerts. You need to get notifications when people are being kidnapped, okay? So I digress. Three men were charged in connection with Montreal Amber Alert case involving a teen girl. Three men were charged Wednesday in connection with an alleged kidnapping that triggered an Amber Alert in Montreal a day earlier. The men, two were 21 years old and one is 22 years old, faced 13 charges between them. All three faced one count each of kidnapping and unlawful confinement, while one of the 21-year-old suspect faces two additional counts of assault and one each of mischief and uttering threats. The 22-year-old arena suspect faces two additional counts of assault and one of mischief. Just after 11 p.m. on Monday, Montreal police say a 16-year-old girl was allegedly forced into a vehicle from her place of work in a restaurant in Kirkland, Quebec, a suburb in the western Montreal. Fearing for the girl's safety, major crimes investigators elected to issue an Amber Alert early Tuesday. The teen showed up at Montreal police station not long after the alert was sent. All three accused remain detained and will return to court on Thursday. What's going on? We just openly kidnapping people? Is this Mexico? What is happening?
But I'm hearing that it's happening quite frequently around the world, mm-hmm. which is really scary. And so now it's happening here, too. So I don't know what's going on.
Listen, I think people done lost their minds. We in 2021. It's like the end of days. I've been watching Continuum, my Lorena. So it's like my mind's been on some future things, some parallel universes. People have lost their minds. Like, people really want to impose their dark passenger. I'm quoting Dexter here to the world, right? This makes no sense. Kidnapping. Well, I'm happy the Amber Alert worked, and it's good to see that, you know, to see a system in place that's actually worked, and the girl is safe, and she showed up, and they detained the three gentlemen. Let's keep in tow with lockdowns here a little bit, Lorena. So, if you underwent one or more strip searches in a detention facility in Quebec between 2006 and 2011, when you obtained a release order, you can now be eligible to claim a potential benefit from $1,000 to $10,000 in compensation. For more information and to complete the form, please consult our website at www.asrsq.ca/en/class action. So there's something going on, or you can also call 1-888-368-4553. So there's an issue, Lorena, with strip searches after a release order. So a settlement agreement between the Attorney General of Quebec and a representative of the class action that challenged the legality of strip searches suffered after a release order was approved by the Superior Court. So who was affected by the agreement? Everyone who was strip searched between July 13, 2006 and July 1st, 2011. Anyone of the following establishments, Bordeaux, Rivière-des-Prairies, Robertval, Saint-Jérôme or Quebec male sector, when they were to be released by court order and that all the conditions precedent to their release had been duly completed at the time of their strip search. So what's going on? People's being illegally strip searched after they got their court order? I don't know. I've never been to jail either, Lorena. So I don't know what's been going on in jail. I'm naming some of these places. Do we have a jail in Saint-Jérôme? Robertval? What's going on? But it's important to know if you were illegally strip searched after you had received your court order, you may be entitled to a little bit of money here. So we'll put the link up there on the Morning Detour up there on the Facebook. In other news, Lorena, How much money would you put on feelings or damaged feelings? Quebec court awards $47,000 in damages to conjugal violence victim. So, Quebec Supreme Court has awarded nearly $47,000 to a victim of conjugal violence in a recent ruling. A type of legal remedy advocates say they hope will become more common in domestic violence cases. Make them pay, Larina. But I think they should put more emphasis in locking them up opposed to giving them a monetary fine, but that's just me. So the woman sued for damages as a result of violence she suffered during and after her marriage, according to a judgment released this week. The defendant, her ex-husband, admitted to having been found guilty of several criminal charges, including assault, assault with a weapon, theft, and mischief, but countered that punitive damages weren't appropriate because the 3 months he served as a sentence was sufficient punishment. No, it was not. No, it was not. He should have served a year. Lockdown. So Justice Gregory Moore ruled in favor of the woman, saying punitive damages were needed because while the ex-husband recognized material damages he caused to her apartment and car, he did not acknowledge the physical, psychological, and sexual prejudices suffered by the woman. So how you feel about this, Lorena? It's a big toll. $47,000. That's a big K. That's some people's yearly salary.
No, for real, that's big. But I do agree. They should, you know, lock the people up instead of a fine. So, but at least it's something.
At least it's something. You said it right there. We moving. It's moving. It's moving a little bit. I know some of y'all want it to move a little faster, but at least it's moving, Larina. Let me tell you something that's not moving is that U.S.-Canadian border. That thing is closed down. And I asked myself, do they still have border patrols working on shit, or is it like a limited shift? Because if people aren't going back and forth, and the borders...
Yeah, but people trying to like sneak over still.
A couple weeks ago, people did try to sneak across that one of the Quebec-U.S. borders that's kind of landlocked there. So Washington's reasons for keeping border close to Canadians still murky a week later. So former ambassador says U.S. simply may not be prepared to open its land border. So a week after the U.S. government surprised many by announcing the land border with Canada would remain closed for the time being, the exact reasons for that decision remain shrouded in secrecy. Not even American members of Congress have been given a detailed explanation of the decision. Congressman Brian Higgins of New York said the lack of information is leading to confusion among its constituents. He goes on to say the silence from the administration about the northern border is maddening, said Higgins, who has been asking for a meeting with officials in the administration of the President Joe Biden to get an explanation. With the border not closed for 60 months and counting, the people deserve to know what it will take to reopen the U.S. border to Canadians. News that the U.S. land border will remain closed until at least August 21st came just after Ottawa announced that fully vaccinated Americans would be able to enter Canada starting August 9. Now, I was reading a little bit deeper into the article, and they were discussing the fact that the U.S. has a unique situation because they have two borders. They have the border that they share with us, Canada, and they also have the border that they share with Mexico. And they kind of want to put in place a system that kind of coincides with both sides of the border, right? You don't want border X doing this and border Y doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But are you hopeful for the like it's become sort of normal? I was shocked. I'm like, oh yeah, like it's just become like normal to us. Like the U.S. Canadian border is just closed. Like it's just normal. It's normal. It's been 16 months.
Yeah, I don't see it changing anytime soon, especially since a lot of people are talking about another lockdown in the fall. So with that happening, I highly doubt that the borders would be open. But maybe it will change.
Okay, so let's go internationally now. China reports its first human death from rare monkey B virus. Yes, Montreal, I said it. Rare monkey B virus. No, not the monkeypox I spoke about last week. This is another one. So China said it's recorded its first primate to human infection and death involving the monkey B virus, a rare and deadly pathogen that remains little understood in some parts of the world. So the victim was a 53-year-old veterinarian from Beijing who contracted the infection while dissecting dead monkeys in early March. According to China's CDC Weekly, the patient started showing symptoms in April and died on May 27, officials said. Two close contacts have since tested negative for the virus. So the patient developed symptoms including nausea, fever, and vomiting about a month after the infection. Neurological symptoms started to appear soon afterwards, prompting health officials to run a battery of tests. They ultimately found the monkey B virus in the patient's blood and saliva. China CDC said they were unable to save him from the disease. So the monkey B or herpes B virus commonly infects macaques, and fewer than 100 cases of human transmissions have been recorded worldwide since 1932, the Washington Post reports. The disease is quite deadly when it does jump to people, attacking the central nervous system and killing the patient about 70 to 80% of the time if left untreated. This is crazy. Boy, another one, huh? Oh, man.
I don't know what to say. Every week, there's a disease that's popping up. There's unknown creatures that are popping up. I don't know.
Let me know your size for your hazmat suit. I'm putting in some orders on Monday. Let me know your size, Lorena. I feel like we're in the movie Outbreak at this point. Like, every time you turn. But these things aren't uncommon. It's just, as more, you know, we're talking about it more because, you know, we have COVID-19. So everybody's kind of on edge with everything that pops up. This is not uncommon, but it typically just affects like people that work with animals, like veterinarians and doctors and the likes. But listen, we don't want this thing to escalate either, Lorena, because I don't know. Any virus that really affects your brain neurologically, I'm like, oh man, like you get, like, it's one thing being sick and vomiting and all of that. But when it like degrades your brain function, I'm like, this is a little bit crazy for me.
Yeah, that's scary.
Okay, let's go to something a little bit more positive. Internationally still, women have literally won all of Team Canada's medals at the Tokyo 2020 Olympics so far. This is a beautiful thing. And a bunch of them are from Quebec, and we couldn't even be prouder. So female athletes are dominating Team Canada's medal count at Tokyo 2020 Olympics 5 days after kicking off on July 23rd. In total, Canada has won 9 Olympic medals. It may be different. We are Friday now. All by women thus far. How you feel about that? I mean, are you proud as a woman? You know, I could have seen you in the Olympics as a high jumper. Or like a relay runner. If you were to be in the Olympics, you know, just we're just talking hyperbole here.
Mm-hmm.
What discipline would you take part in? If you had all the superpowers, you had all the athletic know-how, what sport would you jump into in the Olympics?
It would be between track and field, because that's what I did, and gymnastics. So one or the other.
I'm going to surprise you with my pick. Are you ready for this one?
What do we got?
Are you ready for this one? Okay, I'll let you guess. What do you think it is? No, it's not basketball.
No, I wasn't going to say basketball. I was going to say, like, what is it when they lift the weight? The deadlift. Yeah, is that?
No, it's fencing.
Oh.
If I had superpowers, I'll do fencing at the Olympics. I was watching that the other night at like 3 o'clock in the morning. Go on YouTube and see fencing Tokyo 2020 Olympics. Yo, it's crazy. This is like a Shinobi movie. It's nuts. It's like Kill Bill on crack. It's a beautiful thing. And I saw for the first time last night, they had 3-on-3 at the Olympics basketball. That's really dope for the first time. It was an extreme sports for a couple of years. And now they introduced it to Olympic this year. So that's really dope. So that's really great. So people, that's all I had for the news. Let's jump some more hot blazing music. It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKET 90.3 FM.
Prada and Gucci don't go together. Lou and Dior, I swear go better. You wear my drip, but I wear it better. Kalani gang, I swear you go wetter.
The Morning Detour.
Gang, I'm going more. I should get a chain for playing. Gang, gang, gang. The level is just too advanced. The bezel is Tiffany stamp. No grip on my hand. I know that I came with the slide from left to right, but now I don't want to dance. I got too much on the line, too much on my mind. Too much ain't enough of my plans. Nike don't pay me to tell you just do it. They pay me to show you I do it again.
Wow. Huh?
Yeah, I'm in control of the block. You know how Tory get hot. Let me just go pop.
Bang.
The crib is over the top.
It is.
The whip is over the top.
How?
I thought about letting her go.
I did.
But I wasn't over the top. I can't be pale in my casket, make sure I die with a tan. It's part of the brand. I know that I came with a slide from left to right, but now I don't wanna dance. Can I depend on a man? I slide some bread in the jam. That's just who I am. Custom just waving at us from the window. They don't even come on the plane when we land. Anyone else would retire, but I'm not content. I wanna bury these like 20 feet down so no one can find them again. It's gotta be scary to witness me carry these around in both of my hands. They stay inviting me over, they say they got. I get there and then it's just them.
Got verse from the boy in elite, he sent me a new and said, use instead. Everything good when you live in the hills, got chef and made for a bed. Can you imagine they seen? I went from the Roy to South Point Dreams, the bridge got burned and shattered. I'm climbing, I don't need a ladder. New year, it's a new chapter. Got a snap at David Snapper. Out of anger. Back in the days, life was so hard. And pal, I'm trapping backyards. I didn't even know about Boyard. I just sent my new bank card. Remembering days in the courtyard. I came from trap at Nats. Trap old bugs in a trap. Show me strong as facts. Yeah, yeah.
Count up the bands, sticking up. No rubber band is big enough. Chain is so heavy, can pick it up. Came with the gang, myriad. I see you with.
mysterious. My whip from Fast and Furious. Curtains with yellow tears. I get the calmest period. Cover the ice to breathe. I'm at the top of the pyramid. My storm serious. We got to play serious. Came with the gang, I'm myriad. Came with the gang, I'm myriad. Came with the Molly Crew. Sit up, oh, I just forgot where I was. Pour it out, throw it out. Sit up, oh, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up. Came with a wig, split up. I got John Wick, hit up. I'ma go get up. Came with the army, 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 yeah. People around me still the same. We just wanna party, 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 yeah. We ready, it won't ever change. Count up the bands, sticking up. No rubber band, it's big enough. Chain is too heavy, can pick it up. Came with the gang, myriad. I see you whip, hilarious. Where's my proof, mysterious? My whip from Fast and Furious. Curtains, we got our tears. I get the calm, period. Color in the ice, Siberia. I'm at the top of the pyramid. What you gon' do? I'ma pull up with the crew. When I'm off the juice, I like to hang out the roof. I'm rocking jewels. I like when the diamonds they move. I just go through. I do not wait in the queue. Baby, baby, pinky, ready, ready. AP Navy, Navy. Chain like two Mercedes. I come when they pay me. Come with Katie, Amy. Crew go crazy, crazy. Kick it down, baby. The people around me still the same. We just want to party, party, party.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Now Cara Patties is on a fast break with Veggie Patty leading the charge. The pass is down deep to Goat Patty. Goat Patty passes baseline to Beef Patty. Beef Patty shoots from downtown at the buzzer. And bingo! It's in! It's in! Cara Patties wins the game and is now the world champions! The number one in Montreal. Come on down to 9550 Jean Milot in LaSalle for the best patties, roadies, jerk chicken, and more. Or call us at 438-387-4004. Cara Patties, the champions of Montreal.
With the It Pays to Be Vaccinated contest, your COVID-19 vaccination could pay off big time. Every Friday in August, you could win $150,000 and two scholarships of $10,000. Plus, if you've had both shots September 3rd, there's a draw for 16 scholarships of $20,000 and a jackpot of $1 million. Register now for the It Pays to Be Vaccinated contest at quebec.ca/vaccination contest. The sooner you're vaccinated, the faster you can take part. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Listen, Lorena, I don't know about you. I can't wait to get back in studio. I can't wait for the fall to be back in the studio live. We're going to have the Twitch set up. We're going to have the YouTube live. We're going to have the Facebook live. We're going to bring you guys up close and intimate. Wheezy, Lolo in the building. Best morning show in the city. It's the Morning Detour. Welcome back. Now's about that time to do some community updates and some entertainment news. Lorena, what do you have for us this Friday?
There's a lot of stuff happening in the month of August. It's going to be a really busy month, so I'm happy about that. So, of course, we have the Womenpreneur and Rising Queens. They are going to have a Boss Men Edition pop-up shop. So if you are a male entrepreneur seeking exposure to your business or businesses, if you have more than one, send a DM to womenpreneurs_MTL or email them at womenpreneurs19@gmail.com for more information to join their upcoming pop-up shop. Again, I went to their pop-up shop, their last one. It was really great. A lot of people came out to support, so I'm really happy for them, but definitely check it out. Another thing that's happening this weekend, actually, is Emmeline Fashions. So she is actually having a summer sale from July 30th to August 1st from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 997 Boulevard de Carry. She's going to have all her designs there. It's going to be 50% or, well, up to 50% off or 50% off. You could check it out on her Instagram page, Emmeline Fashion, or check out her website, emmelinefashion.ca, and definitely support her. So shout out to Glendora. Emancipation Day is coming up, so that is Sunday, August 1st. So they have Abolition of Slavery for Afro-Canadians. It's a celebration at Corona Theater at 4 p.m. with performances. And then there is a historical walk at 6:30 p.m. at Place du Ville. Also, CBC will be having a special on TV as well. And it will feature Montreal's own Wayne Tennant. So definitely check that out because he just released a single, What Led Me to You. So definitely go and support that as well if you are staying home. Another thing that's happening is Building Better Students Conference. So this is Saturday, August 7th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern. This is a free virtual conference. So they're going to have 20 plus speakers, sponsorship opportunities, books, and prizes to win. This is put on with Jeremy Anderson, and also MTL's own Rowan Higgins will be one of the presenters. So definitely sign up at SenecaWilson.com / Building Better Conference to sign up. Again, this is a free event. Also, what's coming up is NDG Art Week Digital Extended Edition. This is from August 3rd to 29th. This is local performances. They're going to have activities for kids and a lot more. You can go to artsndg.ca to check out the full schedule to see who is performing at what time on what day and go out and support our local artists in NDG. Another thing happening is a sneak peek, which is August 14th from 12 to 16. That's at 8500 Dakary Boulevard. It is a hype carnival. They're going to have exclusive products, so all the sneakerheads go out and support. They're going to have a shoe cleaning service as well, a basketball court. So there's going to be so many things there. You could check out sneakpeekuniverse.com for more information. And as Weezy mentioned, he will have one of the founders on next week to talk about it as well. So that's always exciting.
Listen, we might not pay rent in August. Save your rent money. I know the event's a little further on in August. You might want to save your rent money because, you know, these shoes might get expensive, Lorena. You know, that pair you've been looking for a while, it might get a little expensive.
Montreal, pay your rent, please. Oh, my goodness. Next up, Oceaga. So even though we're not having the big festival this year, they're still doing different activities and events happening. So they have Get Together, which is happening in October, actually, October 1st and 2nd at Parc Jean Drapeau. So tickets are already on sale. The tickets started on July 23rd on sale. So you could go and check that out. They will have performances such as Charlotte Caldain, Jesse Reyes, and Half Moon Run. They're also having Oceaga Through the Ages from August 6th to 21st. So there's a lot of events happening downtown Montreal. Mm-hmm. So they have the Art and Photography Retrospective, which is starting on August 6th. So this is a free event. And then also, too, they're going to have August 13th, Callie Technis, which is a singer from Montreal. She will be at L'Astral on August 13th at 8 p.m. So definitely check out Oceaga.com for more information on that. And I have a question, actually, when I was looking up these things, because a lot of people are hesitant about getting vaccinated, like even some of like our favorite singers and stuff like have done that.
Yeah.
So do you think now when we have concerts, it's going to be a lot of the local artists. So are local artists going to finally receive the support that they need from their city? Do you think that's going to happen?
Well, listen, it's kind of twofold, right? The last couple of years, we've seen the emergence of how good our local artists have become and how they're being internationally recognized now, right? So that whole kind of local artist tag has kind of morphed from just being, oh, I have this friend and he makes dope music, to now like, oh, yeah. And you know what I mean? Cult Montreal messes with them, Complex messes with them. So we have, the town of Montreal is so beautiful right now that they're more than just local artists. They're just great artists now at this point. And people are, and the second part of it too, people are starving to get outside their house. People are starving to see other people interact. Human beings are made to socialize and network with other human beings. We're fabricated to connect with each other on many different levels. Listen, the support's going to be great. If we can't go inside, let's have some outside concerts. I don't know what we're going to do in the wintertime. We might put some heaters on the side of the Saputo Stadium and put a roof over it. I don't know what we're going to do about it. But people are just excited. And off top, we should always support our local artists because they improve the name and the stature of the city and the culture musically.
No, definitely. I agree. But I think there's going to be a change. I think artists local are going to have more opportunities to perform. I feel like more people are going to come out and support them instead of them always going outside the city to receive that support. So another thing, people check out the Mural Festival, which is August 12th to 22nd, which is on Saint Laurent Boulevard. Boulevard between Sherbrooke and Mount Royal. They will have artists such as Division, High Classified, Sarah May, Robert, and more. And then they're going to have a slew of visual artists such as Birdo, June Barry, Teddy Kelly, Franco-Rama, Waxhead, and a lot more. So check out muralfestival.com for more information. And then lastly, there's me and the Crown Project.
There's me and the Crown Project. Why you say it like so sad, like it's dramatic? Okay, well I'm sorry, guys.
Just went off, like a whole bunch of like different events. So yes, so the Crown Project, we are having a back to school event. We are currently collecting school supplies for kids. So we're collecting items up until August 19th. I am in partnership with QBBE, which is the Quebec Board of Black Educators, and Montreal Community Cares. So we're looking for items such as school bag, loose leaf papers, pencils, crayons, markers, erasers, 1-inch binders, because, you know, teachers need specific things. Duotang, sharpener, pencil cases, highlighters, Kleenex, scissors, calculators, glue sticks, rulers, anything that school supplies that's brand new, we definitely need. Mm-hmm. Our goal is to fill 100 school bags and give them to students in need. So if you would like to donate some items, you could drop them off at the QBBE office, which is located at 5165 Sherbrooke Street West, Suite 317, and they will take your donations. So you can also send me a message if you would like more information, but stuff will start to be posted today and over the weekend with more information and more drop-off locations too. Next up in entertainment.
Yeah. What did you say?
I said Kanye West.
That was Kanye?
So last week, as you know, everyone was excited for the release of Donda. We've been waiting since 2019, since it was announced. But Kanye did have a listening party last Thursday mm-hmm. that I was able to check out. So he basically sold out the Mercedes-Benz arena. Like, it was packed in there. Everybody was excited. We were listening to the tracks. All the features were dope. Then we got a surprise. There was a feature verse by Jay-Z. And he actually handed that in at 4 p.m. that day. So that was dope. But I don't know if he was satisfied with all of the feedback, because we were waiting for this album. Nothing happened at midnight. Nothing happened the next day. And then we got the tweet talking about, yeah, I'm going to release it on August 6th.
A few years ago, I watched a Kanye documentary. You know, obviously, I'm a big Kanye fan. So a few years ago, I watched this Kanye documentary. And it was when he was doing, it was that period when he was doing Runaway. And T-Pain and all these guys were in the studio talking about, like, Kanye spends hours and hours just, like, retouching it. He's such a perfectionist. And I think, and you've seen it trickle down through the years, like, when he did Ye, when he did, you know, Jesus King, which is the last one. He's going to take his time. He really wants the idea or the vision he has in his mind to really translate musically to the T. You know, sometimes, you know, we all have ideas, and then when it comes to fruition, it doesn't